we need to have a conversation about the technology in our homes and how much thought are we giving into the Internet of Things. More importantly, those TVs that are connected to your inner network that are consistently chattering amongst each other and other devices. Yeah, these devices provide somewhat of a comfort to watch Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN. So for those who have a TV by the name of Vizio, we all know and recognize the name as being the leading smart TV in the United States. It had a high reputation as being one of the leading TVs that are smart, that you can get at a reasonable price. And it was pretty much one of those TVs that never really broke down. But one of the other things that I wanted to explain or get into is, more importantly, what is that TV doing on the network? And how much chatter it has and how much information it's collecting on a consistent basis. Now, what I say to you is speculatory, and some of it might be far-fetched, but I want you to think a little bit of how much data is being sent back to a network that we are unaware about. Now, I'm the type of person, I am self-sufficient. I am considered an IT by trade. Also, I do IT for fun. So that's something that I'm bringing to the tables, more importantly or specifically in the realm of, I'm a DIY type of individual that tries to figure things out with technology. No need for cousins, nephews, uncles, whomever to come into the house to help me with my technology. Wi-Fi on my own, I do it on my own. As a matter of fact, I don't even use the device's recommended browser or application that comes with the actual box itself for Wi-Fi. I go in 196.192.1.1, obviously, and then from there, I'll go ahead and log in remote through the browser that way. Once I configure my Wi-Fi, I typically set all of the devices that are connected to the network, and then I set them up and put names on them to know which ones are what. As of recently, I started to notice there's been a lot of chatter on the network. And if you ever looked at your Wi-Fi router and it's consistently blinking, it's because it's sending information in and out of your household. And this information is consistently being run back and forth because there is an internet connection or some type of device that is chattering on a consistent basis. Now, this is very true, especially for those devices that are considered Internet of Things, which allows for outside connection to inside your house connection to be controlled. So you might have somewhat of a smart switch. You use your phone, right? So you're reaching out of your house. You're sending a connection to turn off a particular light. Let me rephrase that. You have a particular smart device that you say you want to have this light turn off. It goes through the internet, goes through your router, out to the internet. Then from the internet, you send that signal to, you turn it off. Then it goes from that router, that internet access, back into your network, then to the particular device. From there, the device that you want to have it turned off turns off. But those devices are consistently being chattered. And that information, and I'll surprise you with this one, it is always collecting on information and sending it back to the server. The server is outside of reach, depending on where you buy it. And if you bought yourself something along the lines of Waze, if you bought along the lines of, the most popular other one that they have is Wiz, you'd be surprised to know that Wise is connected to the Chinese government. You might say, no, that's not true because a lot of these devices are made and manufactured here. But the thing is that we also have to consider all of these little devices are being produced at a low cost, so is the API that it's connected to. Remember, nothing's ever free. And if you ever think that if something is free, you're always giving up something else, and that is your data. But when you give up who you are, the location that the device is in, and what it's connected to, and on top of that, you're also giving your MAC addresses of all the other devices that are connected on the network. I'll explain. Your phone itself has a MAC address, and obviously, because it's home, it'll know that you have a device by the name of iPhone, which is by default. But on top of that, it also has an IP address, which is connected to the internet. That internet is also collected through that type of network access. Your TV itself is probably also sending and receiving signals from outside entities. Now, I'll get into the whole smart TV and the issue that I had with my TV, specifically the Vizio. Now, I have bought a Vizio that was maybe a 51-inch, and I want to say anywhere in between a 71-inch and 60-something-inch. I love the TV. It runs great. Has one remote that pretty much works with any other Vizio in the house. I can't complain about the device. It connects well. It has a good SmartCast, which is the application or software that makes the TV run for other devices that are on the network in the event that you want to also screen share or share what's on your device, like such as movies. I ran into a particular problem where the TV stopped working. So I end up calling the manufacturer. The manufacturer said, hey, we understand that your device is acting up or has issues. Would you be willing to entertain us troubleshooting? I said, sure. When they went through the process of troubleshooting it, one of the things that they end up doing is asking the question of, hey, where's this TV located? I said, well, it's in the living room. They said, fine. If it's located in the living room, do you mind getting us the MAC address? I said, sure. So from there, they were able to look up my MAC address, they also wanted to know the MAC address along with the serial number. And both these numbers given to them, they were able to locate where I was, where it was connected, and then more. So I said, okay, so what else would you like to do? She told me, turn it off, turn it back on. I said, okay. Do you see anything different? I was like, no, there's nothing really to tell you besides the TV is not working. It does turn on, but the backlight still works, but there is no signal being sent to it. Basically, I can't see the screencast or the smart of anything, right? Such as I'll be able to choose like if I want Netflix or Hulu or whatever. She says, okay, let me try something on my end. She says that I'm going to go ahead and do a hard reboot on your machine, on your TV. I said, okay. I'm like, okay, so how are you planning to do that if you don't know my IP address? Lo and behold, less than 30 seconds, the TV was rebooted remotely without permission, without admin access, without any intervention from my input. All it took was for me to say, okay, do what you need to do. That right there in the legal obligation, well, basically, they were able to do what they needed to do to my TV based on my voice, right? I gave the verbal agreement that it's okay for them to do, one. So they're out of the whole legal thing, right? So legally, I gave them authorization to reboot my machine. But the problem that also I get into is that they have access to my device based on those two things, criterias. That was the serial number and the MAC address. The MAC has something to do with the serial number, and they were able to pinpoint where the TV was and what IP address it was. But for whatever god-awful reason, they were able to pinpoint this. So this made me beg the question of how much access and how much information they have about you and your network. How much information are they retrieving specifically on what channel you're watching, whether it's connected to the cable, whether you're watching it through the SmartCast TV, or what type of applications such as Netflix you're connected to, and at what time and what service and what other devices are connected to the network. And like I said earlier, there's a lot of chatter on the network, which means that there are other internet devices that are consistently talking to each other, and not really in communications of like me and you, English, but computer languages of like, hey, IP address, what are you doing? Oh yeah, I exist. Okay. And this happens on a consistent basis. So this traffic is always going. These highways are always alive. Now, what makes me worry is that if they're able to do that, their capabilities should shake up anyone who has a smart TV in their home. So I want you to double check your internet. I want you to double check what type of TV you have. And if you're consistently connected to the internet, I want you also consider other methods to connect to the internet. Now, what I'm saying here is that your TV itself is connected to the internet, then let's choose other items to be connected to the TV. And I'll give you a couple of things. So you could also buy yourself a Google Chrome stick. You could also buy yourself a Fire Stick. You could buy yourself a dedicated Apple TV or a dedicated laptop that's connected to the TV and connect that way. And the reason why I mention this is because when we allow devices like this to consistently take information about you and be able to reset and all these fun little things that are working against you to collect information, that's one thing that you're stripping away from corporations from controlling you and your network, or bad actors getting a control of your home. Whether you have devices connected on the wall or in the light bulb or all the above. So let's say, for example, you have somewhat of a smart device that is connected to your pool. And from there, they can turn it off and on. That could be a really bad thing for you because now they know that you have something connected to it that's probably valuable. And if you name it, they'll know exactly what it is. I'm just using this as an example, but you know, if I did have a pool and if I wanted to have a pool, that's something I would have to reconsider. Now, you might be asking the question, it's like, why am I listening to this and how do I protect myself? Well, the reason why I'm having this conversation with you is because we need to consider the devices that's entering our homes and be able to produce an alternative device that we can connect to the internet. However, there is no way for you to disconnect off the internet until you go through the loading process. So I'll explain. So when you first buy the TV, it asks you a series of questions. Do you want it in English or any other language? You say yes. Are you going to be connected to Wi-Fi? You say yes because you have no choice. You update the TV. So with that being said, you update it to the newest version or any at all. Then from there, you go ahead and start loading up your applications that you're interested in. But I want you to stop at step two once the TV is already updated. So step three, to disconnect the Wi-Fi, find yourself a little device, buy yourself, and I'm just advising and I'm just speculating allegedly that they're collecting information. So let's just get that out the way. Is that let's try to choose a device that is an in-between, such as your Google Chrome, or perhaps a Roku, perhaps a Fire Stick, or perhaps an Apple TV. I'm going to prefer the Apple TV because it has some type of precaution, but even though you're giving information out, it is information that is being collected by a company that you know. And when we look at a Roku, they also have some questionable actors in the background on the information that is being provided to, such as network and traffic, MAC addresses, and anything that's connected on the network. And as I stated in my previous podcast, I want to make sure that all of your information, data that is being collected by AI and large language models is not drawing any connections to you and where you live. With that being said, when you connect to this TV, consider disconnecting, connect a device that's going to be the in-between. So now the TV is not connected to the network, but the only thing that's connected to the network is your Apple TV. And that Apple TV could be controlled by your iOS. And if you choose not to use that, then find something that's similar to that little small device. But the last thing we want is to have the Wi-Fi being connected to the smart TV and using that information to be passed on to somebody else outside to collecting information. I hope this information here provides you somewhat of an insight of what's going on with Internet of Things. This also includes the smart devices, smart switches, smart lights, smart anything. Even cameras, turn them off. Go hardwire. Go anywhere else besides Wi-Fi. I'm trying to help everybody else out to try to get your privacy settled. And remember, this is me not. This is all speculatory. This is all me not giving, how you say it. It's more of a guidance than it is a push to do something, right? I'm not no expert, nor do I claim to be an expert, but all I'm doing is communicating to you guys on the internet so that you be able to make your own decisions. And until then, I'll catch you guys on the next one.